So basically, I took what you have in front of you. I took last year's spreadsheet that we worked off of to produce a budget. So we had the previous year's budget, so those budget numbers are in 2015-2016 budget. And then I put the dates at the top for the next, for the three budget meetings that we've scheduled. And I think we wanted to keep these meetings to an hour. And tonight is to, you know, fill in the blanks and see where we, and then over the next couple of weeks I'll get with Wendy and figure out what we need to get from her to complete this, and then we can on the next meeting we can finish up the budget and send it to the controller to see where it stands tax wise. And then we can get together in March and start to and see what we got to do to make things fit where they need to be.
This is last year's spreadsheet?
Yeah.
Or it is adopted. Sometimes adopted.
I changed some of the headers, so. So but the numbers are the same.
Yeah, smaller. They're smaller too. So I brought my glasses.
As we go through these, and Guy's been here and Randy, as we go through these budget hearings, is the goal to try to reduce the budget or try to maintain so we don't go over that 0.12%? Cap that has been placed upon all the municipalities.
Well, the cap this year is 0.12.
0.12%.
So that's a tenth less, you know, just over a tenth of 1%.
I know, but last year, and correct me if I'm wrong, Guy, it was like 1.2% last year?
Yeah,
was it
like
1.2%? And we were under that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, so.
So, you know, I think what we need to do is we need to figure out, well, first of all, what is it we're looking to do? Are there any special things we need to do this year? You know, and we just need to put all that stuff in the budget to figure out where we are.
Okay.
And then, from that point, we can figure out where we're going.
Are we, during these meetings, are we looking to reduce various organizations, dollar-wise?
Well, I think that'll be discussed, sure.
Okay.
You know, but I think the first thing we do is we look at everybody's wish list, put all that stuff together, and see where we are.
Okay.
Do you have mine? Because mine was supposed to rest in my mailbox.
No. I told Bob, I asked Missy to, because Jay put yours and mine stapled together, I just tried to call her. So, for me, it's not a lot. I mean, it's like three items.
Yeah, I don't even. I don't.
Do you have mine? Yours is only three or four items, though.
But you have it or no?
No, because I gave it back to Missy to make sure that, you know, she printed everything out for the rest of the board. So, it's not a lot. So, I mean, on the next meeting, we can.
Yeah, I know one of them, but I don't know the other two.
Yeah, not it's not a lot. I reviewed both of them.
Okay.
So the first thing here we have is, I got one for Missy here, so, and she's looking for a $2,300 increase in her salary. Her current salary is $21,200, and she's looking to be increased to $23,500.
Which is, what percentage is that?
I don't see that on this 15-16 budget.
Well, her
I know she's
personal
divided.
Services is all over the place for her.
Okay, yeah, but the administrative is 4162. So under the, oh, I'm sorry, that's under the F fund.
So she's village, let's see.
What page are we on, anyways?
We're on in the budget fund here. I mean, if we look at this and we start filling
start
in,
with the water fund.
Are we starting with this?
$35,000.
Yeah. The last time we had that done?
That's when they go. Okay.
So what kind of company would I, who? I mean, give me some names of companies who would do something like that.
Woody Falls got, Missy's got the last person that did it for us.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I got right, to ask Missy or Lori. Re-eval, you said?
Yeah, revaluation.
Revaluation. Okay, just before we leave. So the new hire, we 15, you said?
That's what was posted in
okay.
the paper.
Your thoughts, what should it be?
What should it be? I think it
and this
should
is
be
for everything.
16, I think.
For everything, right? For this highway, the water.
Oh, yeah.
So you think a dollar more?
I think a starting rate of a dollar more.
I don't think you'll even get somebody in there.
Probably not. But
for good guys.
But Jay's only making tough. $20.20.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
so I think for somebody to realistically look at this job,
18
is what I'm thinking.
17 to 18. And then, so if you do that, you're going to have to bump Jay up.
No.
You know, a $2 differential is fine.
Oh, I'll tell you, you think 20?
$20
or more
change.
$20 and change. All right, so if we realistically think about bumping it to 17 and 18, I think you'll get somebody that will take some heart into it, okay, with the understanding that they may get a raise or whatever.
Well, and then, you know, they got to look toward the future. We want somebody who's going to want to take over Jay's job, too, and look long-term here.
So then we have to figure out each line who gets bumped up and what percentage would $18 be? You know, we figured it out for Missy.
Well, yeah, from 15 to 18 would be 20%.
Okay, so we would increase each line item 20%.
Right. Isn't it about 20%?
Yeah, it's 20%.
So 34,000 times 20% is what?
Do you really want to know that number?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's be, let's to before we leave.
$6,800.
$6,800. So we're up to $40,800. And that's just one line item.
Yeah.
So here's just 0.12 is going to go out the lump.
Well, we're not going to give Jay a raise, though.
Well,
so you get
but you got to give each. All right, how would you do that?
You don't have to do that. You can just hire an agent and leave Jay as is.
Yeah, we'll have to calculate it separate, but still it's...
Well, half of it's Jay's, half of it's, you know, so you could say...
Well, you take his hourly out. You just take his hourly out, see what's left, and
then
go from there.
Say if we do $18 an hour by the next budget.
I'll see if I'll figure something. I'll tell you what it is when I get there.
Personally, I wouldn't even consider putting an application for 15.
Well, and there you got, you know, what you got.
Yeah, what you got. There's only one person I saw on there that I emailed.
And that's the guy that makes
$50,000.
Exactly. I looked at that, and I saw what the guy makes. I'm like, why is this guy, you know, because, I mean, I had a couple guys that asked me, and I think they would be good. They're conscientious guys. They got CDLs or whatever for driving trucks and stuff like that. They have experience, you know, for basic around the house type stuff, you know. And
$18 an hour.
Yeah,
that's $36,000.
And he's like, "Well, what do you make with overtime?" I says, "You can go online and look." And I says, "I'm thinking they're making around, you know, $40,000 to $45,000."
That's a base of 18.
How many hours is that?
That's 40 hours at $18 an hour times 52.
Yeah, but do it at 2,080 hours is the norm.
Right.
That's times 18.
2,080
times 18.
$37,440.
Okay, so that's how the federal does it.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You know.
You're just a professor.
You know?
You're a professor.
You know,
why didn't
you call me that the other day, by the way?
What?
Left a message, you didn't call me that?
I don't know. I've been in high-level meetings.
High-level.
All right, so you're going to have something figured out?
Yeah, I'll look at what it would cost.
And we also got a
if we raise
Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
The whole big picture.
I'm not, for your information, I won't be around Saturday and Sunday in case you want to do interviews. Yeah.
Okay.
So, And I only left two resumes in the folder. The other ones, I didn't really think that.
All right. Well, I'll go see what you got, and I'm sure you're close to what I had. I think I had four.
I haven't really put my feels out yet. You know, I wasn't even thinking about it, but I will now. I just wrote it down. We have a job open.
$18 an hour.
The resumes are in. I think Bob's fine. I only selected two that are in the folder that come even close. The other ones that are outside the folder that